Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, welcome to Out and About. It is Wednesday. We have Heather Gay on the show. Her book, Bad Mormon, is out. Make sure you pick that up. She'll be joining us in a moment. It's been a fun week. The office is empty. No one's here. Everyone's at the Super Bowl house in Arizona. I'm kind of glad we're not there, to be honest.
I'm pissed I wasn't invited.
Why? Because of the open bar? Uncle D sent an email about an open bar.
No, it's just I love going on trips and I didn't get to go. And I'm the, you know, quite arguably the biggest sports fan here.
What'd you think about who would you want to shack up with if we were in Arizona? You'd be sharing a room. You wouldn't have your own room.
I would share a room with
Taylor Lewan
or Uncle D.
One of the two, yeah. Believe it or not. If you're in Arizona, maybe some of you are, maybe some of you aren't.
Go check out Scottsdale.
Check out the Barstool Bar. We're going to be there broadcasting every single
day. We won't be there.
We won't. No. We'll be at home.
Don't show up if you don't want to see us.
The big stars will be there broadcasting every single day. Did you see that photo of Tom Brady?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got excited in that he did exactly what was right. Mm. Because it got me to buy. Everyone thought it was just a thirst trap, but he's obviously not playing football anymore. So he's promoting his brand, Brady brand, promoting his underwear brand.
Brady's dick.
So I went and ordered two five multi-packs. I got one, a pack for Bay and a pack for me. So I did.
How much were they?
$85 each.
$85 for
five pairs.
I guess that's not for underwear price.
No, they're beautiful. I got great reviews on them. So I got a pack for him, back for me. And now he did exactly what he put the thirst trap out. Everyone thinks it's like, you know, he's single now and he's trying to come back. No, he's just a smart fucking business guy. Now everyone and their mother sees his hot underwear, wants to look like him. They're recreating the looks all over the internet. And you can see like there in the chat.
Do you think he's hung?
I'm sure he is. Yeah, I'm sure he has a nice, I'm sure it's just proportion to his body. And his, I don't think it's like something freakish, but.
I can't imagine he's not respectable. I just can't imagine a world where he's not.
There's not no one in the NFL. I think linemen may have like small dicks, but that's just because their bodies are so big.
Yeah.
Respectable meaning as dick six size?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's not a respectable dick? It's big. He has a big dick.
Certainly
like
not
that,
small.
People like that. The guy was God's a good mood. He's in a good mood. He doesn't fuck around. When he made Tom Brady, just looks wise, his athletic ability, he's not giving him a small dick.
This is the best.
Someone pissed in his Cheerios when he met me because I'm fucking 900 pounds overweight, poor as shit, and a dick the size of a fucking pencil.
What's that thing? A dick the size of a pencil. Golf pencil or number two?
No, like the one you get like when you're filling out like a golf pencil.
This is the best Tom Brady's looked, I think. Like, his face looks young,
well,
but he's had
tan.
Work. He's had work done.
Everyone has. He went to Heather Gay's spa.
What is it? Body and Laser?
Yeah.
Bed Bath Beyond and Laser? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks great there. Now, it's interesting that's a green screen, believe it or not.
No, it's not. He probably owns that fucking mansion.
Where do you think it is?
Miami.
Tampa would be my guess.
Marty. Very good.
But he doesn't
Marty.
Work in the Buccaneers house anymore.
No,
he doesn't
but
work
I mean,
anywhere. You know how much money he made $300 million over the course of his NFL career. Now he's signed a contract with Fox to do broadcasting.
I know.
307. 10 years. Nice, Joey. $375 million. He's never called a game ever.
He's going to suck at that.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do.
I think people are going to tune in to games that they normally wouldn't because Tom Brady is calling
I would
it.
Too. Yeah. He's the GOAT.
You're the GOAT.
I'm fat and depressed. I'm in a very bad mood today.
You've been in a bad mood the past 2 days.
Well, I hate it here.
On planet Earth?
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Well, this is great.
Did you watch the Grammys?
Yeah, I did watch the Grammys. Oh, yeah. Wait, before we get to the Grammys, people at work recreated these photos Three people did. What's the first one, Marty?
Stephen Shea.
So oh. This is Will Compton looking dummy thick.
His bed's not as nice as Tom Brady's. Does he have $300 million?
Will?
Yeah.
He might have $3 million. Maybe he has more than that.
You're 10.
Smash or pass on that bed?
Pass.
Interesting. It's kind of a...
That looks like...
Rug is
oh, yeah, that's a barstool decorated house. I see those tacky pillows.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this at the content house?
Yes. Content house.
Who do you think took the photo for him, Dave?
It's a selfie.
Oh, fuck.
In a mirror.
You're right. I've never taken a selfie. Who's next? We should have recreated
this. I'd pass because I only have eyes for Taylor.
Stephen Che.
Oh. Now we noticed a T scar under his left tip.
We did. I sent this. Can you zoom in on his left breast, please, Marty?
She had an implant removed.
Now, I was
after college, she got her implants to support herself through college, and then she had them removed shortly after.
Well, he had facial masculization surgery.
I'm going to smell his hand.
Ew, which one?
The one on the phone.
Oh. Next. We zoom in on our coworkers' bellies. Oh, this is my favorite.
Who's this?
This is Michelangelo.
I don't know him.
You know Michelangelo.
He's
down
not
back.
Here very often anymore.
He's I the guy who left think. His wallet in a side room for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
This is Michelangelo.
Is he the content? Well, first of all, Michelangelo, get him some Windex.
Yeah, that's a gooned up mirror. How many times do you think he's filmed himself coming onto his mirror?
So who do you think did it best?
That's what it is. That's very porny. Who do I think did? Michelangelo, of course.
I think Will Compton did it best.
Are you just saying that because you don't want to award an Asian man the title of best Tom Brady recreation?
No, because I think that, yes. yeah, well, that's lovely. Should I recreate it?
We should recreate it right now.
No, I don't have my Tom Brady underwear just yet.
I can't
should I bring them in?
It. Yes.
I should have bought them prior and we can really recreate the look. I mean, I do give him props because he's wearing the same color underwear. He's the only one with their actual color underwear on.
How long do you think he's been wearing? How many days in a row do you think Michelangelo wore that?
I know nothing about him, but I would say that based on him, he looks very clean. He looks like he's a clean freak. He looks like he makes his bed every day, washes his mirror, showers
his hole
at least 3 times a day.
I like Michelangelo.
Me too.
What are some of the replies on this? Kind of disappointed there isn't
a cock hanging out.
There isn't a prototype masterpieces movie, blah, blah, blah. We see you, King. We are doing the human trafficking. We see you, King. We admire the confidence. Did. Oh, that's good.
Someone's comment confidence on a picture of you topless is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like so brave.
Brave.
Yeah.
Brave.
Brave.
Yes. That might be the worst compliment you can get.
What would you say? What would someone say, especially if you're a girl? Like if someone, you put a beautiful picture up of you in Paris with like a bodycon dress on and someone said that you were brave. What would you say?
I would be like, that is a backhand.
Yeah.
I mean, I think fat would be a worse one. Worst comment to get.
Pig, bitch.
Gay. Any of those would be bad. Oh,
she thick.
You know, Will Compton is my age. That makes me feel like a loser. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that tough when you...
Because they make millions of dollars and we make fucking pennies.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that tough when you realize professional athletes are like older than you?
I've graded like so much of my life like pattern off of like how old like certain athletes like my age are. Like there's washed up NBA players that are my age and that makes me like, what the fuck?
First of all, that's a very healthy way to compare, a very healthy group of people to compare yourself to. The top 0.01% of freak athletes.
I just think about it. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, if I was in the NBA right now, I'd be on my second contract and I'd be, yeah. Like,
is that really how you compare yourself?
I've thought about it.
Marty's sitting there late at night at midnight. If I was on my second NBA contract right now, I'd have 300 in the bank. What's up with you? What's going on? What happened after your doctor's appointment? I noticed you've been off.
I didn't have a doctor's appointment.
I thought you had one.
I can't. I postponed it till the day after the Super Bowl, which is dummy me. Now I can't even eat or drink at the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because I have to have blood work done. When you're sickly like me, you have to have like you have
it's
to fast
60,
for
60, not sickly.
You have to fast for 2 days. You can't eat or drink anything for 2 days, so your blood comes back normal.
Yeah, but after the Super Bowl, that's like 2 weeks away.
No, it's not. It's this weekend.
Is it? Oh, we're going to do a Super Bowl show on Friday. I don't give a fuck about who's in the Super Bowl this year. I want the birds to win.
Yeah, I
want them
I
to win
really
so
care.
I can watch them burn their own city down, those dumb redneck hicks. Are they even redneck? They're just trash.
They're just trash. People from Philly are trash.
Not Philly, no. I'm talking Birds fans are trash, not people from Philly.
Birds fans are the epitome of trash.
Yeah, but I think that Philly people are, there's nice people in Philly.
But their Birds fans are lovable trash. Like Yankees fans are just trash.
But they're going to burn their own city down. If they win, they're going to burn their own city down.
You think
like
that guy,
peaceful protest.
That guy will get back up on the thing? Pull it out?
I think he's running on the field with his dick out.
You think?
Probably.
We had Willie Colon here, famously.
They're going to try to fly. They're going to put wings on their, like tie wings to their arms and jump off buildings, try to be birds and fly. Woo!
A mass bird aside. When Willie Colon worked here, he said his first game against the Eagles, people threw batteries at him.
Yeah. Well, they would do that. They would put batteries like in snowballs is the old thing. So like you would think you're just getting hit with a snowball.
Why were they against the opposing team?
Or the opposing fans, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, you just hear some brutal stories out of there. But I like it. I don't know. I dig it.
Philly was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Philly.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
It is sad we're not there, though.
Philly?
Is it? No, at the Super Bowl. I don't know what
sad.
We would do. Like, we would do man on the street stuff. Like, who could we replace out there? No one. A lot of people didn't go. Every year they try and cut it down.
Yeah, I remember the COVID year there was like, they only sent like six people and then a lot of people got pissed.
Well, they have a lot of people there. It's a huge mansion they rented.
Yeah.
Should I say the address?
Yeah. It's his apartment. The worst I ever got yelled at here was in 2017. I was producing a show for Johnny Manziel and he offered me his agent, Eric Burkhart, who represents Patrick Mahomes, offered me tickets to the Super Bowl and said he would fly me back on his private plane. I accepted and then Dave got wind of it. And I was like maybe a year in here.
Yeah.
And Dave called the Gaz and said, put Pat on the phone because there was a big company-wide email that said, if you have radio the next morning, you are not allowed to go to the Super Bowl.
Ugh.
And I go, great, I can do
it.
I can make
New York?
It back. No, it was in the South, Atlanta or something. And
sounds right. Yeah.
And so he basically just fucking screamed at me on the phone. I was like, oh. He's like, can you make it back in time for radio? I was like, I think I can. He goes, okay, well, if you're not, you're fired. I was like, you're really going to fire me if I don't make it back. He's like, I'm not saying I will, but I'm saying it's not going to be good for you.
So did you just not go?
So I did. I was like debating. I didn't want to like give in on the phone and be like, okay. So I was like debating. And then Erica was like, what did you decide? I was like, I decided I'm not going. She's like, smart choice.
Yeah.
that was like a loophole because you couldn't get flights. Flights were like $3,000-$4,000 out of there. And I was like, if I leave at midnight and then I get back overnight, I could be for the 7 a.m. But even so, I would be so dependent on Johnny and Eric's plane that if they had a couple cocktails and decided to stay, and then I don't get back from my job producing the morning radio show at 7, then Dave says, where's Pat? And then it's done.
And this was like right after like Manziel, like mania was in full tilt where like you didn't know what the fuck he was going to do. He'd be like,
oh, I like him.
Oh, what's I like
name?
Him too. But
what's
like Johnny Manziel.
He's wild, right?
But there was a section between like 2015 and 2016. He was like, if you just opened TMZ and scrolled, he was like all him. Like,
I'll tell you, he's a really nice guy, but.
He used to fuck transgender hookers,
he
right?
He is tough to work with, I'll tell you that.
I buy that.
And what was
I
he doing?
That.
He worked here?
He had a show here for about less than a year.
Yeah.
He didn't show up on time. You couldn't pin him down. Where is he?
He's
not
like
picking
me?
Up his phone. He's 20X what you are.
Oh.
You're a walk in the park compared to him. And his agent, Eric Burkhart, who's this huge, huge NFL agent.
Yeah.
Nicest guy. He's on top of his shit. You know why he's successful. You can tell. Pat, what are we doing it? This, that, the other. He carried the show. But it just didn't work out. And then Johnny went up to play for Montreal something and ended up not working out there.
Yep.
The Montreal tongue thusters.
And the rest is herstory, believe it or not.
Did you watch Drag Race this week?
No, you told me to watch it.
I thought we were supposed to be recapping every week.
Spoil it. Recap it for me now. You didn't watch
the right person went. I watched. Everyone's really up in arms because it's cut so short. The runways are only 13 seconds. You can only see each girl you only see for like 3 seconds, literally. And then it chops and then it cuts right off because there's not enough time. It's down to an hour because we had to have that. Everyone's saying because they had to have that show on the Real House Gays of
The Real Friends of WeHo. What is it? The Real House Friends of WeHo?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be over soon because that's only six episodes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the Real Friends Be Hell. It's just gays can't be happy for gays.
Yeah.
They fucking shit on everything. Imagine if people actually like rallied some support around this, it would be renewed. And then the first season is obviously going to be rough in terms of storylines. It's contrived, but if we actually rallied around it and like built each other up, not to sound like a cuck, it would actually like be, it would have some legs and I think it would be a good thing. But because all these shady want to go ahead and diss it, now it's going to be off the air. You have inside insight onto that shit. Don't you?
Well, Drag Race. Yeah. It was everyone's kind of up in arms because they shortened the episodes to make room for the other one. But I like the things that are cut because I don't want to say – I hate when they talk through the – I wish the runways were longer and I wish like the bickering in the back room when they're getting ready in the workroom, that was like taken down a little bit because I don't care about that. I just want to see the looks and like the challenges and things.
I don't like Untucked.
Oh, you don't like it?
No. Well, it's funny just to see them taking off
Untucking.
It's funny to see them untucking and defemming where they're just pulling out the eyelids.
It reminds you of your home life with your mother.
Well, with my father.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. As it reminds you of you with Poppy. You go over there, yeah, him and his friend Bill. Bill's giving him a massage as Poppy's
taking off her lashes and her lace, taking her lace glue off.
Taking her lace glue with all her jewelry. Poppy's taking everything off. How is Poppy doing, my man?
I haven't spoke to him. I think he's still okay.
You think he's still alive?
Yeah.
Why haven't you spoken to him? We text.
You and Poppy?
Yeah. Just little nudes here and there. Just something to see.
I'm sure she's fine.
The ticker's still working.
I'm sure she's fine. I haven't heard anything. Did you watch the Grammys?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I loved the tribute to hip hop, the 50-year tribute thing. I thought that was the greatest. It started slow because it was old, but it went like chronological.
Did Queen Latifah, did she come out as lesbian yet? Or is she still in the closet?
No, she's a dyke. Latifah? Queen Latifah's a lesbian, right?
She is a lesbian. That's factual, but is she out?
Let's look it up.
UNITY.
Does it say she's out, Marty? She has to be. I didn't know she was like, I couldn't name one of her songs.
I forgot she was a singer.
No, no. I don't think she has ever came out and said it.
But this headline says Happy Pride. Queen Latifah saves her partner Ebony during the BET.
Okay, so then she's out.
Ebony. Oh, we have to read a quote from our girl Ebony.
Our quote. She put one up yesterday after we belittled her.
Yeah, let me find. Here it is. Black History Month quote from Ebony. Kinda want some rip tips. Kinda want his tip in my ribs. Wet emoji. It don't matter, though. Side eye.
Unquote?
Mm. Unquote.
Kinda wants rib tips?
Yep.
So kinda wants rib tips.
That's one of her less concise.
Kinda want his tip in my ribs. It don't matter, though. Unquote.
what was your favorite part of the Grammys?
I didn't watch them, but my favorite part was
Harry Styles pretending to be gay as usual.
No. My favorite part is Beyonce's dress. I liked her dress.
She's the most Grammys ever.
32. Now.
32?
35, 32, 35.
Are they deserved is the question. I think you were mad at me about my Harry Styles take, Sanjeet. What was it? It was 90% of Harry's career is him pretending to be gay. Like Harry Styles doesn't dress like that. That's not who Harry Styles is. You think he's embarrassed when he gets like done up like that?
I don't know. Like
he just had a sequin jumper on.
Yeah, but that's basically the same thing.
Well, everyone's saying that everyone's so grossed out by Sam Smith, and everyone's like, you know, like every time
it grossed out.
They are. Every time someone says posts a picture saying like
Sam Smith is disgusting.
And it's like nipples hanging out and things like that. Well, everyone thinks that because, and I don't agree nor disagree with this, but everyone's saying like when Sam Smith had this video, like a music video with him and his nipples, that like he has like nipple covers on. And he's like, you know, like wearing like a leotard or something. I don't know. But everyone's saying if this was a fit, straight white guy wearing this outfit, no one would have, like Harry Styles was wearing the outfit, no one would complain about it or say anything. They'd be like, oh my God, he's so quirky and fun wearing this cool outfit.
Yeah, correct. Because like, one he's gross overweight to look at and the other's not. Why are we hiding?
Well, I'm saying that's what everyone's saying. Like so when Sam Smith wears it, it's disgusting and vile and then should be banned. But if a cute, straight, fit white guy's doing it, it's the fact that they're pussyfooting around it saying it's about the clothes when it's not about the clothes. It's about that you hate gay trans people.
But that's not what it is. It's like, it's not because he's gay trans. It's because he's nasty looking in his thing. Why are we pretending?
Because it's
not transphobic to say this is not something that's pleasant to look at.
Even if it wasn't attractive, but if even if Harry Styles was gay, was an attractive, name an attractive gay guy that would be at the Grammys. Who's an attractive gay guy?
Hello.
No, like someone like modelly looking. Where
Shawn Mendes. He's not gay though.
He's not out yet.
Yeah.
a gay person like that, they would still because he's gay. They'd still talk shit about him, saying this is like, you know.
But I feel like Sam Smith is just daring.
Since a straight guy's
he's
wearing
daring
them.
People to say something, because if they say something, he's automatically going to be like, it's because I'm trans and it's because this. You're daring us to say that. You're daring us to make any sort of comment on your body, and then you're going to flip it.
And everyone's like, I miss the old Sam Smith. And I just like, you know, I have my own ideas about things like that. I just don't think.
Speak it up. Now's the time to tell him, babe. We're on a show.
No, I just think that.
Here we go.
He's not putting it in your face too much. I mean, I think he's finally found he's been like suppressing it his whole life, like wanting to like be like flamboyant and do all this stuff. And he's the perfect career to do it. I just think he's not being well received by doing it.
I completely agree with that. And I think anyone has a right to wear whatever they want to wear. But if you're a famous person, you better be prepared to be critiqued. If you're gay, if you're straight, if you're trans, if you're whatever, just because you're trans or you're non-binary doesn't mean you're off limits for us talking about your outfit. Or if we think something looks bad, there's a right to, you kind of open up that can of worms. And it's a good thing too, because any publicity is good publicity. And Sam Smith has a hell of a voice too.
Yeah.
Do y'all follow Matt Walsh on Twitter at all? Are you aware of him? Anti-trans guy. He's.
Oh, I know.
A moron. Well, he started off, he was like, oh, I'm a hipster and hipsters can be conservative too. But now he's just gone off the deep end. And he had this tweet when they did, I think it was Sam Smith's performance, where he said, it's not surprising to see a satanic ritual at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Satanism is the worship of the self. Much of modern pop music is satanic in this sense. Leftism is Satanism. The only change is that now we're being more explicit about it.
Well, now, everyone got up in arms because he did a performance Unholy. It was a song called Unholy. That's pretty much that's what it stands for. I think Satanism. Whatever. So they were dressed in devil outfits. There was
that was the best performance of the night.
Violet Tchotchke was there and got Mick from RuPaul's Drag Race. Kim Petras, trans German songstress, was there singing along. Everyone's saying it was satanic, but there's a lot of satanic things. Madonna has done it before.
Madonna's face.
Oh, no, not Madonna. Nicki Minaj. Sure, Nicki Minaj did something before with you know,
I know what you're talking about. Lil Nas X, the Satan Nikes. That's been like a theme. Anyone even shit on Sam Smith? Where did this even come from?
Yeah.
People shit on him just for the devil thing? Or for
now it's everything
wearing?
For both. For the devil thing, for what he wears, for him being out and proud, for him like sticking up for trans people. All of it. He's the worst luck in America right
Do
now.
You like Sam Smith?
No.
Why? Why?
I don't like his lispy voice. I don't like that. He's putting it in everyone's face. I don't like that he's like outspoken out of nowhere. I don't know. He's not my cup of tea.
He smashed a friend of mine who you know.
I'm not friends with those people anymore. Who was it? Who was it?
You know who. Can we bleep this? I think they did frauding.
Gross. Sick.
Sick.
How do you, if you don't have a gender, how are you gonna have a penis?
Now that's the quote card. Now that'll get waves. That's the quote card.
Meghan McCain, there was an entire performance dedicated to worshiping Satan.
Oh, speaking of fucking satanic pigs.
Yeah.
Meghan fucking McCain.
That fucking
like,
oinker.
How do you think that was a
fucking oinker? Meghan fucking McCain, kick rocks.
She was actually very nice to me when I met her.
I know. She was great to me too. She was awesome to me too when I met her. But
how can you think that was an actual satanic ritual?
Also, God is fake.
God is fake.
Right. No one cares. It's fake.
And like they're up in arms, they're saying like, you know, like, oh.
Oh, satanic.
The cookie monster took the last cookie. Yeah. Oh my God, am I offending my children?
Oh, these people are such fucking losers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Erica said we don't care about podcasts anymore.
It's literally not what she said.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
So only TikToks.
No, she didn't. She said you should be doing things for social to grow your brand. Should we keep this in?
I mean, we put the whole thing on TikTok. So, yeah. Like, people are watching the podcast on TikTok.
The thing was, we need to do. Okay. All right. So we had a meeting with Erica. we're going to talk about this. Her whole thing is we need to do TikToks outside the office, which is what I think we should be doing.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. That's why I never want to come in here. I always want to do everything out of the office and no one else wants to do it in my bed. I think right from home is the perfect way to do it.
You can believe it. You know, Miss Nardini, I've been putting up 7 TikToks a day straight from my bed.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I think it's great to get like a different environment. And, you know, out of the office as much as possible.
I want to do a remote with you. Aren't we going out tomorrow night or Friday night or Thursday night? I thought we were going to go out and do Man on the Street.
Oh, you thought wrong. What day is this now? I'm very busy.
It's Tuesday. You are not busy. Oh, how'd your sheets turn out?
I haven't put them on the bed yet because I'm waiting until the cleaning ladies come. I want them to put them on there for me. And I had to order some accoutrements for my bedding because I'm doing a spring bed makeover. So I got my sheet set.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for my decorative pillows and throws to come in. And then I'll be doing a reveal of my bed makeover for spring.
What color palette did you go with? Color scheme?
Sand and stone.
Sand and stone? Not that fucking nasty ass brown, did you?
I got a color like this. This is the pillows. I got this color pillows.
But you got a lighter throw?
I didn't get the throw yet. I'm going to stick with my black throw I have now, or I may order something new, but I have this one.
She's giving the most disgusted look you've ever seen.
What's wrong with the black? Because I said black in February. She snuffed at it.
She said, you should have seen the look. Sandra actually told me that you have really bad style, interior decorating wise.
I haven't decided my throw yet, but as of right now, I'm just doing the tan suede leather pillows. Tan leather pillows in this color. And then I got a warm gray duvet cover.
Warm gray?
Yeah. So it's not too gray because I have enough gray. I wanted something a little bit different.
You want a pop of color.
This is colorful enough for me.
That is right there.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm just excited to have the new bed and the new bedding.
Well, I think that'll be a great thing for you. We had a meeting with Erica we could talk a little bit about. Are we allowed to talk about that?
It's just a touch base.
So we are being downgraded to tier 3, unfortunately.
But I'm just excited about it. It's fine.
It's fine. And our desks are being moved. And believe it or not, we're actually being transferred into custodial. So
our new boss, Esmeralda, was introduced to us.
Yeah. So we'll be running the broom and running the mop. Joey's going to be on trash duty Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do Tuesday, Thursday, and then we'll alternate opens and closes.
I'm excited.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Now, we have an interview coming up with Heather Gay. I loved her.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
She's great. You read her top to bottom when she came in.
Well, I read her book, Bad Mormon, top to bottom, cover to cover, before she got here.
So that's it for this one. For now, for me and Joey, make sure you check out our interview with Heather coming up right now. Well, we are here with Heather Gay, star of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake. We're thrilled that you're here in New York.
Thanks for having me.
You didn't quite escape the cold because it's cold here, not probably...
It's not as cold. It was a blizzard, a snowstorm. They had to de-ice the plane.
Oh, God.
Flight got delayed, all the things. So we're full winter in Salt Lake City right now.
Oh, my gosh. I love your outfit.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For you listening at home, she's wearing a fur vest. It's faux. Is it faux?
Faux.
Okay, we don't want to get canceled.
No. Yeah.
She has a blousey top on. It's in marigold with a black detail. Her legs are up to her neck with sheer Wolford hose, and she has on a Versace pump.
Platform pump. Yes.
Now let's beat down the beat, Joey. What are we working with on the face?
She's got a smoky, tight-lined eye, a snatched brow,
yes.
Skin contoured for the gods, and a glossy full lip.
I mean, the way you just described me, you could probably describe every single housewife with the exception of the marigold blouse.
Now she has a hand-tied extension in.
Yeah.
And shade 2205.
Yes.
Okay.
18-inch extensions.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you, Heather. This has been
a lace closure.
A little lace closure. Your book, Bad Mormon, A Memoir, is out. We've read excerpts. It's out today everywhere you find books. This is fascinating because you hold nothing back.
You talk about it all.
You talk about the divorce. You talk about leaving the church. You talk about housewives. You talk about everything.
A tell-all.
What inspired you to write this?
Well, somebody asked. That's what the inspiration was, you know?
It was the check here.
The publishers called and I answered.
Yes, exactly.
Simon and Schuster.
Yeah, I mean, I got on Housewives and all of a sudden these opportunities that, you know, of course you dream about, but you never dream that big when you're, you know, me. And so I majored in humanities at BYU. I considered myself a journal writer and, an editor of papers. And I felt like I was a master of the written word, but nobody had ever asked me to write a book or write my story. And when the offer came in, I had to take it.
I want to rewind for a minute before we get into more of the book. How did you get cast on Housewives?
Good question. Yeah. I ask myself every single day. It was a Salt Lake is a very small insular community, and
it's a ski town.
It's a ski town.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, we're a valley and we're in, and even though we're small in numbers, we're also even smaller because our culture is so homogenous and it really just defines everything. So I got a text from a casting agent who had gotten my number from Meredith and Lisa.
Ooh.
And they had talked about it enough that I kind of knew that they were talking about doing like a television show. I thought it'd be like a PBS women's special, with BYU TV, where it's just like kind of low budget, like kind of little things. Never thought
so
it was
so you weren't
anything.
Even on the radar of thinking there might be casting around town for this?
No.
Have you watched Housewives prior to this?
Yes, I was a huge Housewives fan. I'd watched all the franchises.
It was a surprising city. To go into. Everyone's thinking it was going to be something, Fort Lauderdale, I don't know, wherever.
When Andy announced it at BravoCon and said the next city, everyone could kind of feel maybe there's a city on the horizon, all the guesses.
Aspen even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And I only knew maybe 2 weeks or maybe a week prior to Andy announcing it at BravoCon that it was going to be called Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We had filmed the sizzle reel. On the cast sheet, it said Utah Untitled.
Wow.
And I talk about it really detailed in the book, like step by step, how we went through that process, the questions they asked me, the type of situation it was, how we filmed the sizzle reel, what happened in the sizzle reel, and like kind of wanted the readers to see a behind the scenes look of the casting process and how it started and stopped and started and stopped. And we had zero idea
that
it would
crazy.
Be Housewives.
I think it's so interesting that they do that primarily because maybe if you did have an idea, did you think that the way you act in the first season would have been different if you knew it was Housewives? Like, do you think you'd have premeditated ideas of like trying to get the Housewives vibe about it, trying to fill a void of like what a Housewife should be?
Well, we didn't ever film the full season. We filmed the season knowing we were Housewives.
Okay.
So we were all playing up to that trope immediately. But the sizzle reel, we didn't know what the sizzle reel was for. So even after they told us they'd sold the show to Bravo and that it was going to be a show, they're going to produce a show. We didn't know if it was going to be like Mexican Dynasty or Southern Charm, but in Salt Lake City. No, we just didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they got us on a call and said, it's going to be Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, how fun.
And the floor just fell out from under me. Because that launches it into an entire.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's not a one and done. It's not a TNT. I thought it was going to be in between like Locked Up Abroad and 600 Pound Life.
To catch a smuggler.
Yeah, exactly. To catch a Mormon. But I had just no idea that would even be.
How exciting.
Option, yeah.
Did you talk to your like daughters about this prior? Like, listen, here's what's going to happen. Did they have input onto whether or not you were going to do the show? Or you were
no.
like, you're like, fuck this. Yeah, we can spare
zero input. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were away at summer camp when I filmed the sizzle reel. And that was like the most fortuitous thing that happened because I didn't have to get childcare. I could kind of like dedicate and be there and film it. And we filmed for like 4 days. It was like filming a mini episode or a mini whatever. Of a reality show. And then they just knew that mom was trying out to be on TV, but they didn't get it because things like this didn't happen to moms like me. I'm a mom first for sure, but I had this business that was doing so well and was kind of putting me on the radar, but they didn't think that if I was on TV, they thought I'd be on TV, like,
giving beauty advice.
Yeah. Just like on a news segment one time, none of us understood what it meant or how it would change our lives.
How fun.
You talk about your business a little bit. Joey and I had a little bit of work done ourselves.
A little bit.
Oh. A little bit.
Oh, my God.
She's so fresh face.
Can you tell? No, she's wearing a rattlesnake plumper on the lip. Is that?
Yeah, she'd be a little rattlesnake venom or bee pollen.
Yeah, sometimes bee pollen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
we're big fans of med spas. We've been going. I've been frequenting for many moons now. And I've tried almost everything.
Well, you would love Beauty Lab and Laser because we're the anti-med spa. We are transparent about our pricing.
Oh, good.
We are price competitive. We are outcome-based. And we also are 100% customer guaranteed.
How many locations do you have?
I have two locations.
Fabulous.
Now. Yeah. We have two locations.
Are you trying to expand into like other, now that you have the fame and the fame?
Bitch, I want to be worldwide. Yes. Come on. Yes. I want to get this everywhere. No, yeah.
She wants a kiosk in every mall around America.
Middle school around America will have a little Botox vending machine.
The younger, the better. Yes. The last longer as customers.
Oh, that's great. So,
did your cool sculpting marks come off you yet?
Yeah, I was deciding whether or not
she just had cool
I had
sculpting.
Cool sculpting done for the first time ever.
How long ago?
A week ago.
Are you still numb?
Like, so you're still swollen and numb and like the tingling
coming
back?
Not crazy. I did they had me massage it twice a day.
Yeah, like a frozen chicken cutlet.
Like a frozen chicken
cutlet.
Exactly. Do your cast mates try and get free treatments from you? You just
We are so price competitive that they could all definitely afford to get treatments. But we say at Beauty Lab and Laser that everybody is somebody and everybody's VIP. So
I love that module.
Yeah. And guess what? No gratuities, no tips. You do not tip for
services. Why do you do that?
Yeah.
Because we are medical professionals. We are held to the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, we're not just getting
and enough. A licensing professional board that should dictate that we are doing our very best service every single time.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
So why would I give 20%? To make sure they don't mess up my face.
Yeah, you're not going to get a fill-in.
It is totally
and a chair
counterintuitive
massage.
To me, And you're going to get excellent service. You shouldn't have to pay 20% over
that makes sense.
It's already expensive, painful, and involves your appearance. Those are sacred things, so we don't play with it.
That's very interesting.
How does the Mormon Church feel about that stuff?
I don't think they have a public official position, but I know that we are one of the highest saturated markets for med spas and plastic surgery in America.
Yeah, let's call them out by name. Yeah, which of the reverends have the services done?
They're just chasing perfection in every sense.
Yeah,
of
perfection is attainable was like a quote from season one, because we believe that through our choices and through caring for our bodies are temples, and beauty is currency.
How were you girls received? I know that Salt Lake City's been an affluent town and it's always been very glamorous, and there's been glamorous women there forever.
I'm sorry, Salt Lake City's a glamorous town?
Well, it is now.
What's happening?
Now it is.
It is now. How did the other moms and women and just in general in the town receive you girls? And do you think that you kind of brought tourism there and brought kind of a new glam vibe to it?
I don't think we not brought necessarily a glam vibe to it. The truth is, in my immediate circle and my immediate community, housewives and fame has no real value.
Oh, wow.
We don't mention it. It's kind of the elephant in the room. It's really, the value is placed on having a really well-balanced family and, righteous children, good marriage, and things about, being a PTA mom. That's where the value is. Anything like housewives or fame or, touring the world, that's kind of takes you away from what's valued, which is being a good wife and mother.
What's a PTA mom?
Parent-Teachers Association. I'll tell you right
know.
Now, with that response, you would be a bad one.
Yeah. Who's going to set up the cookie bake?
Yeah.
Not you, girl.
Exactly.
My business partner described me as queen of the moms when she met me. You're at every event, you're at every, field trip, all of the things. So it didn't really, it's made a stir now because it's caused so much of a focus to be on our culture and kind of now we're tourism because once the SWAT team descended on the parking lot at Beauty Lab and Laser, it became a national landmark.
Yeah, I know.
And it's on Yelp is one of the top five places to visit.
Did your reputation change as being that PTA mom and the perfect mom, but you always still are? Did everyone look at you differently because of the show and the drama that came with the show?
Well, I mean, for sure. I think it was the first time that I really got real and lived out loud. I drew a line in the sand and then all of a sudden I was not the person that people really had imagined I would be. It's I pulled back the curtain on my life and was swept into this life of glitz and glam and fights and lunches and cast trips and SWAT teams and all of it,
that. What was that when the SWAT team descended?
It was, can I swear?
Yes.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah.
I was like getting my bags together on a party bus at my business, waiting to go to Vail. And we saw, like, I looked out the window, like,
I was hooked up with the cool sculpting machine. What's going on out there?
Yeah, I said, turn it up.
Freeze it more. I mean, we were in the van waiting to leave, and it was like, NYPD? Like, why are they here? Yeah. And your mind just swirls. I mean, it was my business, my parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm packing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm holding, I should say. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like not a great situation. And
oh,
so
my God.
We thought they were strippers. We thought they were strippers.
That production had something up their sleeve.
Yes. We thought it was a Jen Shah thing to be a big presentation before we left on this.
Well, it was a presentation.
Trip.
It was quite something
It was
though.
A presentation.
Did
but
you
then
have
you saw
any
the
idea? Guns. Like, did you guys have any idea that they were going to come? Were there rumblings? Like, nothing at all. All of a sudden, you're like, oh my God. And then the producers are salivating. I can't believe this is
happening.
I mean,
half of them were waiting for us at the cast trip at the other location. This was just a non-scene, like getting in the van and leaving. And it became one of these pivotal.
They just all quit that day and got, they all bought new houses. They left. They're like, oh, hold on. We got it. It's like, we're the richest people in America.
God.
Yeah, for real.
When did you leave the Mormon church?
Well, I described it kind of as a slow bleed. I think, you know, I started changing who I was and like dying inside around the age of 10 in order to fit in and belong and just like become what I knew was expected of me and to be like loved and accepted by my community that I loved and my family. But I really formally stopped going to church about 4 years ago and stopped like taking my kids to church because the questions that I had to answer to them were just lies. You know, we were going to an institution that was homophobic, it was bigoted, it was misogynistic, and there was no way for me to explain that away to my children.
Yeah.
Even though the people aren't, the institution is, you know, and I think there's no way for you as a parent to look at your kid and say, you know, we don't believe this, but everyone that
we
love
with
does,
any religion,
you know?
Institutions stay true to what the roots and then where the world evolves. So people evolve, the world evolves, everything evolves. Well, the institution stays the same.
They
so that's why in every religion, it's going to be like, oh, well, this is, you know, they have to make up backstories of why they don't feel this way with in the book. That's why they should like change, like even a new chapter, rewrite the fucking.
I know, but we're not really socially progressive. I mean, the people know how to do the dance and keep the veneer up, but the truth is it's still problematic in nature and there's no way that they are willing to admit it, change it or do anything about it.
What's the most problematic thing, do you think?
I think the fact that they think the only way to get into heaven is to be a man and a woman and be married in the temple. And that's the only way to live with God. Mm. And so if your children aren't cisgender, heterosexual, and married, diligent Mormons in the temple, they are separated from you in heaven.
You'd be doomed, Sandra.
Doomed.
We'd all be, half the room would be doomed.
I mean, if you think about that message just ingrained over and over and over. So as soon as there's an aberration, if you're this perfect nuclear Norman Rockwell family, you don't look outside the gates because there's no reason to. But when I got divorced, my world imploded. I started to have friends that were gay, friends that were single, friends that didn't believe. And that I didn't have that before.
Yeah. Like who's
and all
do
of
your
a sudden,
hair?
Yeah. No, but my very best friends were people kind of transitioning in the same way.
Yeah.
And that was around like 2011, right when my husband left. And so those friends became like my guides to really living authentically because I didn't even know what that meant. To me, living authentically meant being the best Mormon I could be, even though because whoever authentically I was opposed to the church and opposed to God. So I had to just kill that.
So you just had to suppress who you really were.
100%.
So you didn't even figure out who you were until your 30s.
Like not even yet today, man. Yeah, I don't know who I am sitting here right now. I'm messy. I'm in the middle of it. Like this book is really the first time that I've even like respected or seen my actual story, you know, read it and been like, you are you, you know, wherever you go, there you are. And I can see it now. And it makes me just feel regret, you know, for all those years that I tried to fit in.
Are you okay to talk about the divorce a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here to talk about everything.
Good.
Come on.
She's an open book, literally.
Bad Mormon.
Hey, open it up. There we go.
What happened? It just said, I don't know how else to really phrase it. What happened?
Well,
how did it end?
It was in many, many ways. It was an arranged marriage. You know, like we got married because we both wanted the same things. We both wanted a family. We both believed in the church.
Same values.
We both believed in God. And we were told that if two people love each other and love God and are committed 100% to the church, you will not fail.
Yeah.
And so it was really, I joke all the time that like I came by with like an windowless unmarked van and a club and just conked him on the head, threw him in the van and made my life, because that's how my life began.
Right.
Once I was a wife, once I was a mother, then I had visibility and identity in the community. And so he was just a victim of all of it as well.
Did you, so you never really dated before him? It was just kind of, this was like your marriage. So then you get divorced, and how's dating going now? Are you dating anyone?
I'm not dating anyone regularly, okay, but I'm certainly like having what people might call my whore phase. I'm not sure.
Now it's something we can all relate to. Yeah.
You know, where you just kind of, I'm figuring it out, you know? I'm really trying to be sex positive. I have three beautiful teenage daughters. I want them to be sex positive, love freely, love whomever they want, love however they want. But I also want them to be safe and smart, and I want to be a good mom.
That's a great example. Yeah.
But I don't know how, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. But luckily, they're wiser and smarter than me.
What's your type?
They like me, and their heart's beating.
Okay.
We have similar types. That's great. Well, we had a ton of like listener questions for you
that
we wanted to ask. I don't know if Joey, you wanted to
I'll help
kick one off here.
Okay.
I guess I'll start it. The first one that we got probably a couple hundred questions, and this was probably three quarters of them.
Okay.
How did you get the black eye?
Thank you. My question as well. You know, this has been, I spoke about it at the reunion, but I'm for sure the worst person to ask because I blacked out. I blacked out and I have no memory of how I got the black eye. I think I hit it on a cabinet because I hit my head on a cabinet brushing my teeth 1,000 times. And I'm sure that's what happened.
You were sober enough to brush your teeth before you went to bed, but you got the black eye?
I mean, I plugged my phone in and I fell asleep and I woke up with it. That was crazy. It was terrifying.
That's where I stay for the whole night.
I know. I thought I would, if with that black eye, you would have thought I was face down in one of the prickly bushes, but I was in a casita with cameras everywhere and so much going on behind the scenes. I assumed that there was footage that they would show me, and I was told the same.
And then another question we got, I don't even know about this story. Do you regret lying about it? People say you like strung along the story.
Yeah. I, my biggest regret, they asked me this at reunion too. What was your biggest regret? And I said, not going to bed earlier. Yeah. But the truth is, my biggest regret was not realizing the implication of waking up with a black eye and just saying, let's roll with it. Yeah. Let's roll with it. Let's see where it goes. And then it became a tool for storyline and manipulation and for people to fill in the gaps that I was terrified of. And I mean, I said it a million times that I hid it on the cabinet, but I don't have proof of that. You have the cameras. You have proof of that. Prove it to me. But now I wish I had just gone home or gone to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because that was, when I look back, I'm like, damn, girl.
That was bad.
That was
you
gnarly.
Stayed to play.
Yeah.
You know, you said, I'm a housewife. I'll do a reveal and I'm going to stay and hang out and continue to be a housewife. And for something that serious or that big or that shame filled for me, it was obviously like the wrong choice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, any good drunk knows you wake up with a bruise all over your body that just happens to be on your eye, which is a little bit more taboo because everyone has implications that it was like, you know, someone hit you or something like that. It was a fight that happened. But yeah, I wake up with bruises all over my body every day.
And I mean, I was being coached that it would reveal itself. So the last thing I was going to do is implicate someone other than a bathroom cabinet.
You
come
said
on.
It was Whitney.
Yeah.
It was Whitney the whole time.
Do that to my girl Whitney.
We were at the buffet, believe it or not. She went for the last rib. Okay. Now,
after an elbow.
So many theories. I thought it would end up being kind of a fun TV mystery, and it would be revealed at the end. And it didn't go that way. It did not play out well on television.
Should I read question three?
Yeah, whatever, whichever one.
Another question writes, how do you justify defending Jen so hard?
I mean, you'll really see this when you read the book. I was very, very tempted to go back and rewrite it with a perspective of someone that was like savvy and, you know, street smart. But the truth is I was swept up into her life as much as I was swept up into the housewife's life.
Yeah.
I met her right before we started filming, and it was really hard to not fight and defend your friend who you brought into this mess in the first place and who's telling you over and over and over that she's innocent.
Right.
And if my friend asks for my support and they say they're innocent, I'm going to support him
absolutely
until I know otherwise.
Are you going to visit her in jail?
I mean, once she pled guilty, really everything changed. And now I'm just focused on like restitution for the victims.
Got it.
Nice.
Did you ever question like how she was supporting herself?
Yeah, 100% all the time.
I mean, the party, it was like, what, the $80,000 birthday party?
But like, I had been at One Oak with her in New York City, owner's table, gone to Tao, like Veuve Clicquot for everybody. Oh, like yeah. I had seen the life and I was just like, I don't know what she does.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have another Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, but it seems to pay well. Yeah. You know, and I write about that in the keep book. I write about that whole process. Yeah. Like how she swept in, how she was operating her business, because that was my perspective when I came into it from the time, you know.
But when you're in it, like it's hard to say no or be like, hey, how did you get this bottle, this
Could
magnum
I see
of Grey
a receipt? You know, nobody's asking for receipts back
exactly.
then.
Exactly. I know I would go with it. I would ride till the
end. Oh, yeah, me too.
Till the wheels fall off. Yeah. I know if Joey was doing something shady and I knew
she'd
it.
She'd be right there if they were spending the money.
But I was getting dinner. I go, let's splurge in the Beluga caviar tonight, babe.
I'm going to go in a separate car just for safety.
But I need an XL black. Yeah. I'm not getting him. Yeah.
We're excited about the girls' trip coming up. Did you have fun?
Yes.
I had a lot of fun. I mean, it was a trip of a lifetime. So Thailand with alphas. Come
I know.
On.
So it says, what can we expect from the girls' trip? Housewives. Which housewife surprised you the most?
This is, I think a lot of housewives have answered this, but it's Candace.
Yeah.
Candace is a girl's girl. She was fun. She was funny. She was professional. If there's a term for that as housewives, I just loved her. She's great. She surprised me the most. I love the Miami women. They are my lifelong sisters. Mis hermanas.
Marisol?
Mis hermanas.
Marisol and Alexia. I could have slept on the foot of their bed every night. They were good to me.
It was a very boozy trip.
It was a boozy trip. It was a lot of tears, a lot of heat, a lot of sweating. There's a couple times where I thought, please let them think it's raining and not.
Yes.
What is it? You don't sweat, you glisten.
Yes. That's right. Yes, but I don't glisten. I just sweat. I just sweat. Yeah.
We actually got a couple questions. Have you ever experimented with drugs?
I mean, I think that anything that grows from the earth is not considered a drug. It's God's gift to man.
Yep. But it's in a lab.
So I'm not into pills or powders, but I love anything from the earth.
That's more for us. Great.
Do you want to play a game of Yes, Ma'am, No, Ma'am?
Yeah, I do.
I think that's what we should do. So we have these paddles here.
I'm familiar with paddles. That's a big Watch What Happens Live move, right?
Yeah. Very Watch What Happens Live.
That's where she used to work.
I used to work for Andy, believe it or not. So we're going to play a game of Yes, Ma'am, No, Ma'am. We're going to read out some names of housewives. We're going to ask if you would like to go on a girls' trip with them. Yes, Ma'am, No, Ma'am. And then I'll explain if you want to.
Okay.
Joey, you want to kick it off?
The first one is Whitney Rose.
No, Ma'am. Been there, no, ma'am. Done that.
She's done it already. Wasn't for her.
Been there, done that. Jen Shah.
No, ma'am. She's got her hands full.
Lisa Rinna.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she seems like a good time.
Yeah. Own it. Bring it. Show up.
Own it.
I'll be there.
She was just in Fashion Week. Did you see her in Paris Fashion Week?
I did see her in Paris Fashion Week. I also got some of her Rinna wines, which I am excited to experiment with.
She sent me a lip gloss once. It was very nice.
Rinna Beauty. I'm wearing Rinna Beauty right now.
Oh, are you?
I think she's a triple threat.
Yeah.
I would go anywhere she was going.
What do you think about her beef with Kathy?
I think I've met Kathy and she was lovely and wonderful. And I was so starstruck. I couldn't even remember my own name. And I just think housewives, a lot goes on that we don't know about. And like, I respect these women. They have held it for so long.
Yeah. What about Kathy Hilton? Do you want to go with her?
Yes, ma'am.
Me too.
Yeah. Slippers on the airport. Ma'am.
That's the real money there. Yeah. It's Kathy Hilton.
Yes. Ramona Singer.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
you need a wild
just
card.
Because the audacity of it all, I would love to see there and have her walk the runway.
I think
runway.
It's funny.
Yes. Yeah, she's a card for sure.
Meredith Banks.
Meredith Banks?
Is that what it says?
Meredith Marks.
Meredith Marks.
Meredith Marks, my castmate. Yes, ma'am. Season 4.
You sabotage me. This is a real house of sabotage.
Now, that's true in journalism. Right
real
now.
Fans. Real fans. But I would go with Meredith Banks or Meredith Marks. Yes, ma'am.
Teresa.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your favorite?
NeNe Leakes.
Yes, ma'am. I would follow NeNe around and pick up her used Kleenexes.
Yes, me too.
I'd go anywhere she wanted to
go. She's so much fun.
Oh, my God. That would be incredible. Well, everyone make sure you go check out, buy your book anywhere you can get it, Bad Mormon. Heather
it's got
Gay.
Lots of juicy Mormon secrets and a lot of juicy behind the scenes housewife stuff too.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
tonight.
For having me, guys.
Really
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Heather Gay.
Ask me if I'm going to come back.
Are you going to come back to our show?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes!
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.